We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's covered Adrian Amos. He's covered the Bears for Bear Report. Aaron Lemming joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. You know, this is rare air for us because the Packers have signed two free agents, and you know, we're excited if they ever signed one, but they got two knocked off. Let's get the what you've seen with Amos over his career. He started about 50 games. It sounds like an emerging safety. What do you think he brings to Green Bay?
Well, Amos is an interesting guy because he's somebody who was a fifth-round pick for the Bears, and he started his rookie year, had a pretty good rookie year, was a little rough. He actually got benched. I mean, he got benched his second year. They brought in Quentin Demps, drafted Eddie Jackson, and he wasn't even actually the starter going into year three, and Demps had an injury. He came back and looked like a completely different guy. And I think really the big knock on him over the last years that's kind of going away was the fact that he wasn't really a guy who created many turnovers, especially in the interception department. But he's grown a lot as a player. As far as somebody covering him, it's awesome to see somebody go from, like I said, a fifth-round pick to benched at one point to having multiple guys brought in and free agency and then the offseason to replace him. And then to see what he's been able to do, I think it's awesome. I think for the Bears especially, it's one of the situations where they got some guys that, hey, they already have an extensive defense. But, I mean, that doesn't knock Amos at all. Amos is a very good player. I think he's a little bit better when he's covering closer to the line of scrimmage versus, you know, going into the single high or just deep downfield. But, yeah, I mean, he's a very good get, and he's a big, big upgrade for the Packers, that's for sure.
Well, as long as he's better than HaHa Clinton Dix or Kentrell Bryce were last year, he's already, like, our favorite player of all time with what he's going to be compared to. With Amos not staying with Chicago, was that a case of the money got tight? Does it have anything to do with the new defensive coordinator and Chuck Pagano, do you think? Why didn't that get worked up between him and the Bears?
Oh, it was absolutely money. I mean, you got to look at what the Bears have invested already on the defensive side of the ball. And, I mean, they got a lot of guys that aren't on rookie contracts right now. I mean, they're paying Khalil Mack big money. Obviously, Akeem Hicks is getting pretty good money. Same thing with Eddie Goldman. I mean, they have guys all over the field that are already getting paid, and guys that they do have on rookie contracts, like an Eddie Jackson, is going to need a contract before too long. So it really comes down to cap allocation and looking at the fact that you got the offense side of the ball that obviously needs a little bit more help. They got to sink some money there, whether that's now, whether that's in a year or two. So it's just one of those situations where the Bears are finally in a position after all this time where they have a good roster. But unfortunately, because they have a good roster and because they spent in free agency over the last few years, they don't have the cap flexibility now or in the future to be able to sign guys like Amos or even Bryce Callahan, for example, to sizable deals. I mean, it's just not something that's very feasible for them. And again, it's not a knock on Amos at all because he's a very good player. But unfortunately for the Bears, it just wasn't a situation where they could afford to pay these guys and have any cap flexibility moving forward.
Okay, so it wasn't a situation where the Amos were like good and riddance. This guy's gone. They wanted to sign him, just no room, you said.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he's a very good fit. He worked very well with Eddie Jackson. I mean, Bears have a really good defense, and it would have obviously been ideal for them to be able to keep him. But in the situation that they are and just the way things are moving, it didn't make much sense from a financial perspective.
Read a tweet from Potash, one of the sports writers from the Sun-Times, talking about he questioned whether or not an average player like Amos, he called him an average player, emerged in Fangio's system in Chicago, maybe don't necessarily expect him to any other team he goes to, in this case the Bears, because Fangio is able to make average players look better than they really are sometimes.
Well, I mean, I think you could make that argument for a lot of different players. I mean, you just look at, I mean, for the example of the Bears, I mean, the Bears have made a career over the last, what, 3 or 4 years signing you know, slightly above average to good players from other teams and paying them big money. So obviously there's always going to be those situations, but they've had situations like Akeem Hicks where they signed him to a decent contract and he ends up outperforming that. So at least for me, I really liked Vic Fangio, although I think Vic Fangio was more, he was obviously a very good defensive coordinator, but I don't think he made his players world better. And I think, especially with Adrian Amos, I just don't think that he's the reason that Amos is who he is. I think that he's still going to be a good player. Like I said, it's more about a role for him. And I think, at least in my opinion, he's not somebody that I'm going to trust. I know, you know, safeties are interchangeable at this point in time, but he's somebody that I would trust more as somebody playing closer to the line of scrimmage. I'm not going to call a box safety because I think he's better in coverage than that, but he's not going to have the same type of coverage as, let's say, a guy like Clinton Dix, but he's also a lot more well-rounded. So he's going to be able to cover the run better. He's going to be able to cover the short and intermediate field better. He's just an all-around better player, and he's more well-rounded. And I think that's kind of what a lot of teams are looking for right now. Is a guy who can cover. Maybe that's not a strong suit deep downfield, but he's also somebody who can do a lot of other things, and he's not going to be somebody who misses tackles and causes issues downfield where, you know, a guy should be getting 10 or 15 yards and ends up with 30 because, you know, somebody couldn't make a tackle.
Talking with Aaron Lemming on Twitter, Aaron Lemming, NFL. You can find his work at Bear Report. Excuse me. As far as the Packers, it seems like, well, it not seems like. I mean, this is happening. They are acquiring these guys to catch up to the Bears. For years, it was kind of the other way around, and they've sort of dug into the Bears' treasure chest there to do it. The Bears haven't heard much about what they might be doing in free agency. Do they have their hands in anything right now? What do we expect them to be doing in these next couple days?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they've been extremely quiet this time last year. Even before the tampering period started, most of us knew that Burton was a real target, Allen Robinson. I mean, we kind of had an idea what they're going to do this year. It's a little different. Obviously they have some holes. I mean, teams, at least in my mind, if teams aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And the Bears are in absolutely zero position to be complacent at this point. But it's been very quiet. I mean, again, they're a little tight against the cap. They cleared some more space today. They converted Khalil Mack's base salary into a signing bonus, so cleared about $11 million. So they're sitting right about 25 right now. But it's a situation where they're kind of balancing what can they do now versus how that's going to affect them down the line. They have Cody White here, who's coming up on an extension, Leonard Floyd, who's possibly an extension candidate. They have Tariq Cohen, Eddie Jackson, even Trubisky. I mean, these are all guys that are going to be coming down the line within the next year. They're going to be contracts. So they have to kind of balance whether or not that they can spend a lot this year, which is probably not going to be the case, versus being able to pay some of these guys down the line.
Aaron, appreciate a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of this free agency period. We had no idea we'd be talking to you today, but we're glad we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the offseason. It's kind of weird to see the Packers spending and the Bears kind of sitting still.
Little odd, but we'll take it, man, for once.
Yeah, appreciate it, Aaron.
See how it turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Aaron Lemming, 1M, Aaron Lemming, NFL on Twitter. You can follow him. He's at Bear Report.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.